In the name of the Father and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Abib. And in the gospel of this blessed Sunday, we hear the Lord warning the world from the offenses. He said, "Woe to the world because of offenses." Sometimes offenses come from outside. Some people, in the way they conduct their lives, they cause us to sin. And sometimes those people maybe are very close to us. Maybe they are our family, the people who are living with us in the same house. The parents, if they are not careful, they might be a great offense to their children. And also, the way a husband and wife talking to each other, this might become also an offense to them and to their children as well. But offenses do not come only from external sources, coming only from the people. Because the Lord today is saying to the people, the multitude, if your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. This means that offenses might be from inside. My hand, my foot, my heart, my mind, my eyes. I might be the source of my sin and stumbleness. I fall because the disease is in me. That's why I cannot see things as clear or as pure. Then today we will be answering this question. What are the common sources of internal offenses, offenses that come from inside? The first source is the immoral senses. When my senses are indulged in immorality, after some time, when I am not struggling against this, and I am leaving my eyes to wander everywhere, my ears to hear anything, even if it is unfitting, my tongue to speak the words that should not be said, after some time, then nothing is pure for me. And nothing, I will see it as holy, and everybody will be looked upon as a target for my lust. And sometimes the people come and say, I was offended because this girl is wearing so and so. But maybe she is not the source. The problem is inside me. My eyes lost their innocency, and that's why I stumble even in the very innocent thing around me. You'd find, for example, like in some countries where the people are wearing veils, like Saudi Arabia, maybe. And you find even the boys there, they are like, I saw this with my eyes. They were trying to attract the attention of one of these women who is like covered, all of her is covered. And I don't know what was attractive in her in order for this boy to show off. But here, the offense is inside him. Inside his heart, inside his senses that lost its purity. That's why the Lord said, if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. And also Saint Paul instructing his disciple Titus, saying to him, to the pure all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience are defiled. In order to avoid these offenses, the treatment should start from inside. I should try always to keep my senses away from these things that make my senses acquainted and so much attracted to the immorality, and then by this I will start to regain my purity again. Another source of internal offenses is a proud soul. The scripture says about this man who has got this proud soul, do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Why? A man who has got this proud soul, he wouldn't hear or heed any correction. He will always think of himself that I am righteous, and then he will fall again and again and again with no hope to change. He will see everybody around him as wrong. He comes to the church not to learn in humility, but only to criticize and to see what he doesn't see it fit. This shouldn't be done this way. And everything would be for him an offense. The offense is not from the people around me. It is from the proud soul that I have developed inside me. With pride comes stubbornness and comes all kinds of heresies and self-righteousness. Why all of these heresies are around us today? It is coming from this bright, proud souls, those people who think that the Word of God started at them. They are the beginning of the new explanation of the Scripture, which is right. Nothing before them was right. Then when they do this, what do? They fall and they take other people with them as well into perdition. All of this because of this proud soul. The teaching is not then the offense, but it is the proud soul that makes me to deny all the things that came before me. Another common source of internal offenses is the simple mind or the superficial mind. We hear King Solomon describing a simple man, saying, "The simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps." The people, if they are not cautious, if they do not think and comprehend what they are doing, they will be easily misled. Here, the problem is in them. Because they have got this simple and superficial mind, then they allow themselves to be led astray. The problem is not from outside, it is from inside. The person who has got this simple mind sometimes thinks that he can arrange everything around him according to what he thinks right. And he sees that if you don't do this, you are wrong. If this person is not doing this, then he is wrong. Here the offense is not from the people around him, it is from his simple mind. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Why he is punished? Because he is not wise. Then the problem is in him, because he went through evil, and that's why he hurt himself. The last reason or source of internal offense is the unloving heart, one of the very, very common source of offenses. Love, as we hear St. Paul describing it, thinks no evil. Sometimes we think evil of the people around us. We say, this person doesn't like me. He causes me to stumble. He is an offense to me. But meanwhile, the reason is not in him. The reason is in my heart. I think evil of him. Love does not envy as well. Then why we envy? Why we fall into this? It is not the problem of the people. It is the problem of us who has got this unloving heart. If I have this unloving heart, I will always see things as bad. Nobody loves me. The people are not kind to me. And I will refer my stumbleness to them. Sometimes people say, I don't like to come to the church. Why? The people there are not friendly. They are not loving. They do not treat me well. Is this the problem of the people? Or this is how you perceive them? Maybe the offense is in you. Maybe this is how you feel towards them. But with this projection, you just cast what you feel towards the people and put on them all kinds of evil. And then the church is not a nice place for me anymore. The offense is inside me. I need to change. I need to see things as God sees them, with a loving heart and simple heart as well. So today the Lord is warning us from offenses. We should not offend anyone, but meanwhile we have to be careful with the internal offenses that make us to stumble and then we blame others. Let us go and review again these causes or sources of internal offenses. They come from immoral senses, come from a proud soul, from a simple or a superficial mind, and from unloving heart. Glory be to God forever and ever.